Many people are like the Samaritan woman. As soon as they hear the Lord's gospel, they say, "We are Chinese and have Confucianism from our forefathers. Confucianism teaches us how to conduct ourselves. What doctrine is higher than Confucianism? Who is greater than Confucius? Can the doctrines of Christ be greater than Confucianism? Can Christ be greater than Confucius?" The Chinese regard Confucius as being greater than Christ. The Greeks regard Socrates as being greater than Christ. The Muslims regard Muhammad as being greater than Christ. The Buddhists regard Shakyamuni as being greater than Christ. Every group, whether religious or ethnic, highly esteems its sages and regards them to be greater than Christ. People boast in their sages and treasure the things passed down from their forefathers. They do not know that their sages and the things passed down from their forefathers cannot quench their thirst. The teachings and doctrines passed down from their forefathers are like the well in John 4, they cannot satisfy the emptiness of human life, nor can they give man true and eternal satisfaction. The sages in whom people boast and the things passed down from their forefathers cannot quench the thirst in human life. Rather, they hinder people from knowing the gift of God and from knowing Christ, and they hinder people from obtaining the living water of life. Many Chinese cannot know the gift of God or believe in Christ, because they boast in Confucius and Confucianism. Many Muslims and Buddhists also cannot know the gift of God or believe in Christ, because they highly regard Muhammad or Shakyamuni and their doctrines. Other ethnic groups also cannot know the gift of God or believe in Christ, because they highly regard various philosophers, philosophies, and doctrines.